to say. Every member of your body has something to say. Do you remember when they pictured that judgment day? In the judgment day, the people cannot talk. Their hand and their feet will talk. The hand will say, I picked up something, or I beat up someone, and things like that. You understand that judgment day is?
No.
So, your hands are talking. Your feet are talking. Do you remember? I don't care what you're thinking. You could have the worst thoughts, but good deeds, then you're a good fellow. Because if it is opposite, you have the fantastic thoughts, but you are a nasty fellow, I hope you will die soon. Because that's what it is. Remember, me, my mind is nonsense. Even the cow has it. And it's private, personal, whatever. I am responsible for what I do, for we, what comes out. So my hand, my feet, my mouth, these are responsible. And they show who I am. Yes?
If you are not worthy of the exposition and the speech, the rational soul of the speaker saw you and went to sleep.
Means what? Means if you're not worthy of talking and you try hard and you talk too much, normally it's like that, because you want to cover it up. In that show off, they will say, the speaker's speech will make him quiet. They don't listen even to you. Why? Because it's not needed, it's not worth it, yes?
Whatever grew has grown for the sake of the needy, in order that a seeker may find the thing he sought. If God Most High has created the heavens, he has created them for the purpose of removing needs. Wherever a pain is, the cure goes there. Wherever poverty is, the provision goes there.
Does it make sense to you? Mm-hmm. Here he's playing around something to arrive to some verse here that you cannot forget ever. Okay, you started like this, that when there is a need, God will give something. Do you remember at the beginning we said make a space for the new place, because you should know that this place is no good, is not full, then you will bring it. Here we say, look at it, where is the medicine going? Who do you give the medicine to? Any healthy fellow? No. He said medicine goes to the pain. Because over there, medicine is needed. This is how we couple this stuff. There should be a pot and something in it. If there is nothing here, where do you put that? First, he talked about this body we have. Here we say the medicine goes to the pain. Money goes to the poor. More important than that, if you don't have any question, any answer doesn't come to you, does it? The answer goes where there is a question. This is the main stuff for us. If you have no question and you think you know it all, nothing comes to you. Let's talk about the water of knowledge. Where the water goes? I don't know where the water goes. Rumi knows. Rumi will say, water goes under the ship. That's the use of water. If you need to float and you build a ship, then the water will help you. Okay? What are you looking for? the water, right? So, I'm sorry, you are not listening. You should look for thirst. Because when you are thirsty, the water is looking for you. Do you remember I talked about it in book two? The guy who was sitting at the top of the wall and started to throw the bricks and all that, I explained it. The thirst, the need, this is what you should have. Why? Because without these two, we saw the people of Sabah. They were not thirsty and they were not needy. Therefore, they were not listening. You will be the same. So look for the thirst, because water is looking around to find the thirsty people. Yes?
Wherever a difficult question is, the answer goes there.
Wherever a ship is, the water goes there. Do not seek the water. Get thirst, so that the water may gush forth from above and below. Until the tender-throated babe is born, how should the milk for it begin to flow from the breast?
What was that about? Suddenly it got sexy. Mm-hmm. What was that about?
Went back to Mary.
Oh, you forgot. Do you remember when we began book two? We said, the blood is enough. Now you have to suck. You have to work with it. Here he said, stop eating this and that, fasting. Now he said, let's go back to that. Do you remember at the beginning of explaining this wisdom, I told you that, listen, there is a policy here. Before coming back, even when you are in the toppest level of education and understanding, there is no flower in here. You have to come back to be with us, then everything starts becoming we. And you started with what? The book two take a long time, because it takes a long time that the blood will transform to milk. The blood goes automatically, is like what? Is like common sense. The knowledge of common sense automatically goes in you. The second one, the milk, imagination. You have to learn to control your imagination, to understand the old imagination that we talked about. And now, we are talking about what? Don't you remember? Enrichment. Means getting it all. Enrichment in what? In that knowledge. Right? Therefore, you should not eat what it's not real one. One of the words that I don't know how to bring it even out, the word happen. In book three, it already started that he would bring it in different meaning of this. For example, do you remember the verse that he said, and if you're not worthy of exposition and the speech, that worthy is mustahab, is hap. It is always repeated, because he will arrive at the end of the book, he will say, the only thing that you should work for, the only thing that you should think about is heart. The rest, this, is a nonsense. Oh, yes?
Go, run on these hills and dales to the end that you may become thirsty and a prey to heat. After that, from the noise of the hornet of the air, you will hear the noise of the water of the stream.
Okay. Do you remember the story of that? The lady who is 7 times running from this hill to the other one to find some water, because she tried it so hard, suddenly the baby's heel will bring zamzam. The water will come out. It will say the knowledge, The knowledge is here for the seeker of the knowledge. In the last paragraph, last time he said, listen, you are so preoccupied with the cause and effect that you forgot something. If there is cause and effect, there should be something else. What is it? There should be a maker of cause and effect. Somebody we should put this down here. You don't pay attention to that book. Here you will see that there is cause and effect. Who is the creator of all of this? Here he will say, look at you. You are looking for knowledge. No. Forget all that. I told you why you should become thirsty. How? Run around. Do a lot of stuff to become thirsty. Yes?
Your need is not less than dry plants. You take water and are drawing it toward them. You take the water by the ear and draw it toward the dry crops, that they may obtain refreshment.
Of course you don't understand this. You will go to the flower shop, you will buy bucket, and 2 days later you throw it away. And Rumi's time is the time of agriculture. And I say, okay, you're looking for the water, the plants you're agriculturing, they need the water. What do? You go around and bring the water to this one, to that one, to that one, to that one. How do you do that? And why do you do that? Why do you go and try to bring the water to you? Because you know that this plant needs water. As simple as that, right? I'm telling you, you need the water of knowledge. That simple. So, whatever you do, work for water, knowledge, yes?
For the spiritual crops, whose essences are concealed, the cloud of mercy is full of the water of Kathar. In order that their Lord gave them to drink, may be addressed. Be thirsty. God knows best the right course.
Nonsense. Order. Non-translatable. Because this is playing with the language. It goes like this. تَوْسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ آيَدْ خَتَاب تِشْنِبَاشْ أَلَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِالصَّوَاب. You see? Majorly is Arabic. The second part is something that is repeated more than 100 times in Masnavi. And normally is at the end of the paragraph. Now, go and look for it. Why? Because this is a silly sentence which normally doesn't make sense. Does it make sense that every now and then I will say, God knows what is the best. So what? God is the best knowledgeable fellow. Means what? Means whatever I talked and you listened and you understood, this is not all of it. Later, you have to know it like Hagen knows it. So, okay, I talked about this, but this was too little. We'll put it for later. But the first one, the first Arabic one is Sagahum Rabbuhum, means their God will nourish them the water, will give them the water. Means the knowledge I'm talking about, everybody knows that it's coming from Him. Because it's not knowledge, it's the light of love. Remember, He is the only lover. And love is coming from Him. Love is His adjective, and it's here. Where? Close to the needy people, the people who need love. This is how it works.